Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. And a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches means this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products, every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
What is the story of lore that lives on at your job that's so weird you can't believe it?
There was that guy that was supposedly let go because he was caught pleasuring himself.
It's funny. That's exactly the one I thought of.
That's
too.
The one I thought of. I wouldn't say let go because it did.
That event
happened before we were here, and we worked with him for a number of years. I've never known if it was really true or not, but it definitely was believed to be true by a lot of the people who were here when we got here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Years from now, they'll talk about the lore of the raccoon that committed suicide in this building.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And we'll have to be there to say, no, that happened.
Yeah, because who would believe that a raccoon would commit suicide because a building was so stupid?
We really need to put that commemorative plaque up so we never forget.
That would be really funny to get one made.
Yeah, the spot that we would put it up, it no longer...
It's an alley.
Yeah, it's an
alleyway. It would have to be kind of like the entrance that Free Beer and Maitland and I come in. It has to be right there.
Right next to the dumpsters.
That's the closest spot to where he would, like, his body
I still have a photo of the photo I took leaving that day. We could get a plaque made.
Oh yeah, we could put it in like a little piece of granite.
Time to get off sabbatical things, remembered. Somebody needs a plaque. Reopen those doors. Lift up the cage. Your mall store is busy for 10 minutes. I don't know if they're still there.
I don't know. Dude, total side tangent. I was at the mall on Friday because me and Nick went to a movie. Dude, it was packed.
Oh, yeah.
I walked into the mall and I was like, is it the 90s again?
The mall's hot.
It was so crowded.
I don't know why that makes me happy.
It made me happy too.
I don't go. It's not like I've been, if it gets busy again, I can start going back there.
I was so happy when I walked in. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Oh, yeah.
This is just how it is, I guess.
I've been going to the mall again.
My kids want to go all the time.
Mauler. Yeah. Nice to be able to try on clothes.
What is the lore at your job? Maitland, did you have any lore at like the radio station you came from in Lansing or maybe the newspaper or anything like that? Kelly, did you have lore in Atlanta at your radio stations?
I don't think I was around long enough to catch up on the lore. By the time I got in the door at the station in Lansing, a lot of people were on their way out. Like a lot of the OGs that had been there for a while were either on their way out or we had the pandemic. And so we were all working from home. So I didn't really get to making friends there until there was a newer crop of people.
That makes sense.
And then,
it was too late.
We were the ones developing the lore and we did not have time to do that.
No. Yeah. Those days having time to make lore in radio is over.
In Atlanta, we had an engineer named Scott who had Disney lore there. He had an obsession with Disney. He was a Disney adult, except for he was your grandfather's age.
Yeah.
So I remember he would go to Disney and he would always come back and he'd have the typical stories about how great it was. But then behind the scenes, people would be like, yeah, but Scott knows the tunnels in Disney. And I was like, what do you mean the tunnels? But when you'd ask him, he was very hush hush about it. It was something that after you've been 50 times or something, you have a special map or something weird like that.
It could be a punch card.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was something
weird. The employee. Tommy, you worked at
Tommy
Disney.
Oh, there's so much Disney lore.
Oh, yeah. I've been in those tunnels.
So it's real.
Oh, yeah. There's a mile of tunnel underneath Magic Kingdom. There's they drive little cars down there and there's so many hidden exits. I came out of a gift shop wall once.
Mm-hmm.
Do they let day-to-day park goers do that? Some of them have passes or something that allow that?
Yeah, there's some tours you can take. Okay. I don't know how they get on them, but they wore little lanyards and they weren't allowed to take pictures.
Aren't the tunnels basically so they can take out garbage without being seen taking out garbage.
Yeah. So when I, so I did, that's what I did. I took out the
garbage. Like to keep the magic, right?
Yeah. So they have so many hidden exits that are just like, you wouldn't even like, you walk away, I don't realize it. It's because that's where all the trash cans are. It's just a hip, skip, and a hop away. Yeah. It's, and they don't let you walk around with trash because that ruins the magic too.
Does the trash just, like, when I drop something into a garbage can, do they empty the garbage cans from underneath?
No.
Because that would be magic.
I do. Mm. You do walk around with, we call them banana boats. That would be cool. What they're actually called. But each of the trash cans at Disney has a little sensor in it. And they're given, I was given a phone, and anytime one of the trashes were at 75%, it would send me an app notification, and I would go to that trash, empty it, and then it would just be like that. There isn't no like hidden secret, but it was really cool tech.
Oh, that's pretty badass considering how often, that's like at wild. Those settings, you see the trash can overflowing. You're like, guess that's not anyone's job today.
Yeah. No, I the entire time I was there,
literally
I never
your whole job,
man, we could do like a whole show, I bet, on Disney lore. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Right.
Oh yeah. I loved working there. That was one of the most fascinating things. And the whole app.
Man. Okay. So I did work at a tanning salon and for years when I first moved to Atlanta, and we had stand-up tanning beds, so they were actually not beds because you were standing. And there were so many stories about people that would walk in. They'd be like, oh, there's Greg. He's the one that peed on the lights that one time.
Oh.
Or because you would walk in and sometimes people would sweat a lot because people do that, right? And you could tell the difference because of the smell.
Yeah.
Like people did. They really peed in there?
Yeah. So what an that's animal. The lore, right? And then there were other people who were like, don't let them go back into the airbrush spot too early with their boyfriend because they like to hook up in the room. And we would leave little notes and stuff like, pretty sure this is the guy who number three's in there. And it was always like client lore was my favorite, especially when you try to figure out who they were outside of the salon, because there were some people who were so insanely attractive. You were like, are you an actor or an actress?
Right.
Are you a model? And so we would put little notes in their account like, is he in GQ? Has anybody seen this man on a magazine before?
Text from Colorado. I worked for a law firm. A client emailed over a sex tape instead of the dash cam footage from her accident.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Whoops.
Wow.
That's not the sex tape. Did it help taken, win the case?
Was the sex tape taken from the dash cam?
No. Nope. Just saved in the same folder on the old computer, it seems.
Yeah.
This one, I had an a-hole boss from Nashville. This text me in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. My girlfriend woke up and read the messages, and it was D-pics.
Ooh.
That's not good.
That's a whole other.
Yeah. So, what was going on?
Let's see. Oh, God. You want to hear a really dark part of lore?
Sure.
When I first moved to Nashville, this text writes, I got a job at Krispy Kreme. They said the guy that ran my route before me killed his wife and had her in a garbage bag inside the Krispy Kreme truck. He did his route for a few days before he was caught.
Mm.
I never believed it. Turns out it was true.
Whoa.
Damn.
Man. I mean, if you like the glaze, still worth it, right?
I mean, I guess.
That is kind of workplace lore here that Hot Wings is a serial killer.
That's not lore.
Well,
that's a lie.
What makes something lore is if some people kind of believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Lore.
Yeah.
You don't believe it.
I didn't say it was me.
Not always, but sometimes.
I have the capacity, though.
See,
try
that's
me.
What I'm
saying.
leaning into it.
I don't believe you are, but I will not rule it out.
I could be a victim.
I mean, if anybody is likely to be a victim of something, it's you.
I know. Honestly, I'd probably accidentally die near you, and you'd be like, oh, no, what do I do? This looks bad.
There's a chance I could be at my house chopping wood, and you'd run into the yard and split your head on the axe.
I know.
While I'm holding it.
I know. And there's just no way to not make it look like murder.
Jesus.
This text, at my place of work, supposedly in the 80s, this is a great example of lore that's been handed down because it's now 45 years old.
And it's very vague.
Supposedly back in the 80s, a guy won 10 grand on a scratch ticket at lunch, took a dump on my supervisor's desk, then quit. Or the supervisor's desk, then quit. I believe that.
10 grand in the 80s? Yeah, it's like $1 billion.
Yeah, right? What, was he going to buy a football team?
Okay, this
Jeez,
one, the lore at my work, a coworker was helping another guy build a shed. He sent that guy to the hardware store for more nails. He ended up stealing his wife.
What?
Both still work together until Shed Guy retired 2 months ago.
Wait, so Shed Guy.
So one guy was helping another guy build a shed.
Yes.
One of them sent the other one to the hardware store.
So the guy helping said, hey, why don't you go get some more nails? And then he went in and nailed the guy's wife.
I guess
thought
so.
We were out of nails, friend.
Wow, man.
Huh.
Gosh.
Man, you ask a friend to help you build a shed? Steals your wife?
Oh, my God.
No wonder you built yours on your own, Steve. You're a paranoid.
Yeah.
Right? I can't lose this. Who's going to medically supervise me? It's terrible. Oh, God. Worked in EMS. There was a bit of lore within our EMS company, Emergical Medical Services Company, that years ago, someone had gone on a call for an older couple that was constipated. When they walked into the house, they yelled for them, where are they? And they said, we're in the back bathroom. And when they went around the corner, I saw the female on all fours, and the man had lost his arm up to the elbow trying to help out.
I don't believe that.
No.
That's the lore.
That's the lore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think is more likely, that or hot wings with the serial killer stuff?
Hot wings with the serial hot killer wings, stuff.
Yeah.
Really? How's that feel, Hot Wings?
It's fine.
They believe you're more likely to be a secret murderer than Americans are deviant.
I mean, that story did seem pretty far-fetched.